USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is seeking to block more offshore drilling along the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. The U.S. Oil and Gas Association President Tim Stewart joins Fox News to share his thoughts on this development.
We are behind for sure. The reality is this is the problem with a somewhat schizophrenic energy policy where the president says one thing and the bureaucracy does another.
Meanwhile, Biden faces calls from his own party to do more to curb fossil fuel emissions. Flight delays and cancellations are worsening as the holiday weekend gets underway. The number of delays within, into, or out of the United States jumped to 2,450 alone on Saturday. Nearly 600 flights have been canceled on Saturday as well. The airport seeing the most issues is Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
An American being held in Russia's trial is underway.
WNBA star and Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner was accused by a Russian prosecutor of moving a significant amount of cannabis oil during her first appearance in court Friday. U.S. Deputy Chief of Mission Elizabeth Rude outside the Moscow courtroom.
The Russian Federation has wrongfully detained Ms. Griner. Wrongful detention is unacceptable wherever it occurs, and it endangers the safety of everyone traveling, living, working, studying abroad.
Law experts in the United States say Ms. Griner will be found guilty in a Russian court as the judge presents the evidence and does most of the work in the trial. Proceedings will continue Thursday as Brittany faces 10 years in prison. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tesla vehicle deliveries fell quarter over quarter for the first time in more than 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
President Biden signed a gun reform bill into law late last month. The bill toughens requirements for young Americans buying guns and provides funds to boost mental health support and school security. The bill also encourages states to create red flag laws, which lets courts temporarily take away guns from dangerous individuals. New Mexico already has a red flag law, and Sierra County Sheriff Glenn Hamilton says he will not follow it.
I can tell you right now, a temporary restraining order issued to an individual that says you can voluntarily turn your firearms in 48 hours is not going to be adhered to at all. How is allowing an individual self-compliance with an order who is not thinking correctly, how is that saving the community? How is that in any way, shape, or form solving the problem?
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is proposing a $25 million fund for out-of-state women to visit New York to get an abortion. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis says although many New Yorkers may be pro-choice, she doesn't believe they want their taxes to fund what she calls abortion tourism.
We believe that people have to protect the taxpayer money. We are seeing record budget in this state. It is completely fiscally irresponsible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.